Hey everyone, so following on from yesterday's podcast, now I'm going to talk about World Mental Health Day. So these are the things I carry with me every single day. Personally, I don't like tattoos myself because you know where we are in life. For me, I've changed dramatically from the things that I need in life and what I needed at the time and what I was going through. So if I have a tattoo, it seems quite permanent, and sometimes I don't want to live in my dark times. So I pretty much will wear bracelets then, which obviously I can remove when I'm done with them and stuff like that, when I'm done with that period in my life. But every day, I put this post on LinkedIn. I found it beautiful, and I think that's the most important part in life, right? Whether you get one like, no likes, or a million likes, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's about what made you feel happy when you posted it, because then it won't matter how many likes you get. Anywho, so every day I wear my Trust and Believe Sean T bracelet. I wear this because even though you can write in a caption, no one will ever understand the feelings that you have to these items that you wear. So my Trust and Believe in bracelet, it reminds me to trust and believe in who I am, to never ever back down again from being who I am, that if you want change, you got embrace adversity. And if I don't embrace the change, my future daughter will have to embrace that change. And when she looks up to me and she goes, "Mom, how can I get over this?" And I can't tell her how to get over it, because when it happened to me, I ran away from it. So at some point, someone has to embrace the change. Someone has to face the adversity. Someone has to face the shit, because at the end of the day, life isn't fair. And if you want change, change takes time, and change takes people from sticking up for themselves and not backing down. You cannot back down. So that's what that bracelet means to me. And as you can tell, it's a very emotional attachment. So when I'm in my work or whatever it could be, you know, I look down at it, or when I'm traveling by myself and I remember to trust and believe in who I am and to never ever like not be 100% myself just because I want an easier life, because it's not fair. Because yeah, I may have an easier life, but my daughter's not going to have an easier life, and her daughter won't if she doesn't do it, and so on and so forth. Some point someone got to take the shit. Sorry about that. But, you know, during my life, I did do a part where I did just back down. And then I used my daughter as such a compelling why to not back down again. And as you can tell, the fact that it can make me cry out of nowhere just shows how compelling it is for me. So when I do, you know, when like I'll feel a lot of doubt or I'll have a lot of like confrontation, that will never hurt me as much as picturing my daughter, my future daughter, in front of me, crying her eyes out and knowing that I let her down. So I use that guilt to make sure I don't back down. Okay, the next one is my mental health muscle bracelet. So this bracelet reminds me every day that I gotta show up for myself, that I go do my fitness journey, that if I don't do it, no matter how bad or shitty I feel, I'm gonna feel even fucking worse. Because I tell you what, do you know what really sucks? Quitting and starting at day zero again. It does suck. It's so horrible. And even if you don't feel like it, even if you're crying your eyes out, I tell you what, you quitting, you already feel like shit about yourself. You quitting, it's going to make you feel more shit. So that just reminds me that every day I've got to battle my health, mental health with fitness. I've done it for years. I'm a lot happier than I've ever been, even on my bad days. So that reminds me to show up for myself. It's so easy to walk around and be like, well, I've got this and I've got this, instead of being like focusing on the solutions. Because I think it's so much easier to say the problems. But do you know what? If like, if you're not giving yourself a fighting chance against them, then that is down to you. That's your responsibility. Okay, sorry. The next one is my Pandora black leather bracelet. So, sorry. I can imagine that wasn't a very nice sound to listen to. But, you know, it is real. You can tell I am crying. Yeah, my Pandora black leather bracelet. So this bracelet, right, when I first had it, it was during the time that every girl, you know, got the silver bracelets and added loads of charms on it. And I thought, well, I'm not going to be like all those girls. I'm going to get my black leather one and then add all the charms on it. It was like, I just wasn't being true to myself. I, again, was just following a trend I didn't really fucking like that much, just to keep up with the Joneses, you know, just to be like, oh, so this bracelet at some point had like 8 charms on it. And I thought if I made those charms about trips I traveled around the world, it would mean a lot more and it would be okay. Do you know what? It wasn't fucking me. So I just wear that plain bracelet with not even a charm on it. Because why do I need a fucking charm? Like, it just doesn't make sense. So it's not who I am. So that bracelet reminds me to, it just reminds me who I am as a female. That nothing looks as good as confidence feels. That I should always just stay in my own fucking lane and not keep up with trends. Just be true to myself. So that's what that bracelet reminds me of as a female. And then my Fitbit. Every day reminds me to do 10,000 damn steps to brainwash myself positive. So even when I don't feel like it, I will still do the steps. And I'll tell you about what steps I did today, even though you could tell I'm in a not good place. So yeah, I hope it helps. So for World Mental Health Day, that is me telling you what I wear every day to remind me to keep up my routine. I like to think I do my part on a daily basis, not just one day a year, to show that mental health, we all got it, and it's a real thing, because it is, and I can't act like a robot. But yeah, I hope it helps. See ya.